capitalism, industrialization and disability. The foundations of a fully formed materialist account of the origins of the oppression of disabled people was provided in 1980 with the publication of Attitudes and Disabled People by a disabled activist and social psychologist and key figure in the Union of the Physically Impaired Against Segregation, UPIAS, and the UK's Disabled People's Movement, Vic Finkelstein. This is the first attempt at a historical materialist account of disability. Finkelstein analyses disability as a social problem that is linked directly to the changing mode of production that is division of labor and forms of ownership, including political and ideological factors. Finkelstein identifies three separate, sequential historical stages. In phase one, the pre-industrial period, economic activity was agrarian or cottage-based. This mode of production and the social relations associated with it did not preclude people with impairments from economic participation. They were nevertheless at the bottom of the, page 82, social hierarchy, along with the poor and unemployed. Phase 2 relates to the onset of industrial capitalism in the 19th century in Western Europe and North America. People with accredited